You are listening to KHBT 977, The Bolton Coach's Corner here on KHBT, brought to you by 716 Maine. Donovan Mann, the host of the show, and of course the sports director here at KHBT. Once again, we are following along with the baseball team, and the interview we are about to listen to is with Humboldt head coach Jason Thurm. This interview occurred right after the victory over Charles City yesterday in the opening round of the sub-state tournament. We'll jump right in. All right, Coach, here on the field, 13-9, you beat Charles City. First and foremost, you know, back and forth there. High-scoring affair, but Charles City jumped out real quickly. I mean, first pitch, home run out to left field. As a pitcher with Cade Mattson, we know what his mind is like. We know he's pretty much steel out there. But as a pitcher, for any pitcher, if they jump out ahead of you like that, does that shake you up any or no?
I think our kids handled it very well. We, obviously you like to go out and you like to set them down in order in that first inning, but the leadoff batter comes out and he hits one out of the park, and they had a couple other hits that just not necessarily well hit balls, but they found green grass out there, and it's a case where our kids showed a lot of toughness, and we gave up the big inning there, but we were able to minimize that, and then we got into the bottom half, and I thought we had some pretty good at-bats and responded in a good way, so it's tough in this game, and you got to be able to respond, because throughout the course of a game it's not going to go your way the entire time, and I thought our kids handled it well.
And then on the other side of the ball, you did mention bottom of that first inning, a lot of errors there by Charles City, certainly helping you out. And when you see that a team is struggling early on defensively, does that motivate your guys in any way? Say, hey, if we hit it at them, we just got to hustle out and maybe force them to make a bad throw.
A couple things there. We our goal is to go up and have quality at bats, and the ultimate goal is to hit the ball hard with it and not worry about the outcome with it, and so we're not going to depend on them making errors with it, but on the same token too, we feel like we're a pretty good base running team, and we like to try to put pressure on teams, and every 90 is important, and from the plate to first base, we want them to go down as hard as we can, and just looking to make chances and put pressure on the other team, and I thought we did a good job of that tonight as well.
And you mentioned a good base running team, however, they did get a hold of you a couple times, and Charles City in general, they seemed very aggressive when they were throwing to first base, trying to get guys out there. So does that change your mentality as a coach and as a team when you're running the bases saying, hey, they're throwing back to first base a lot?
Yeah, it just, we have to be heads up there. And they got us a couple times there. One time we had a steal on and our runner was trying to get a jump there. And he just jumped the gun a little bit there, and they got him leaning the wrong way, and they picked him off. And it's unfortunate, and same token too, we got to be a little bit better there. That's a bit, it didn't hurt us tonight, but if it's a one run game or tight ball game like that, it really counts, and we can't be shooting ourselves in the foot there either.
And now, of course, you may not know, but I know that Waverly Shell Rock is your opponent. You're going to be on the road before we talk about that game, the traveling you're going to have to do. What does the practicing schedule look like coming up here if you get any practice in before Monday?
Yeah, we'll get a little workout in on Sunday evening with it and try to throw together a little scouting report on Waverly Shell Rock. We just looking at their numbers, their pitching staff looks really strong. At one point last week, they were the third ranked team in the state in terms of strikeouts by a pitching staff. So we're going to have to be able to have some quality at bats and extend counts and put the ball in play if we're going to give ourselves a chance. And Waverly is a great program. They got a good tradition over there. So we're going to definitely have to be at our best on Monday night.
And then, of course, Waverly, it's a pretty decent bus drive out there. So is there any concern that might, lack of a better term, rust up your guys a little bit or make them a little stiff?
Ideally, you're able to host there, so you don't have to sit on the bus for 2 hours. But we've taken a lot of trips, and the guys know how to handle it, and I'm not concerned about that at all. And these guys like being around each other, so long bus rides aren't a big deal for us.
Thank you so much for your time, Coach. Anything else you'd like to say today?
Just go Cats, go.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Thank you so much to Coach Jason Thurm for taking the time right after that game to talk with me here for the Coach's Corner interview on KHBT. That will do it for Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I am Donovan Mann, and for all of us here at KHBT 977 The Bolt, have a great rest of your day, and go Wildcats!